People of Stockton, we come as believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has saved us from death and hell by faith and by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. We read in God's holy and infallible word from John chapter 1, the Gospel of John, and chapter 1. I'm going to read down to verse number 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Friends, we come to present to you in the Gospel the One who is light. He is light that shineth in a dark place. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the darkness, it says in our scripture, comprehendeth it not. The light is a wonderful thing in a world full of darkness. Why has this world so much darkness, suffering, confusion? Because of its departure away from God. Because of sin. Because of the fall of Adam. In Adam all die. But in Christ all shall be made alive. And it is sin, dear friends. The rejection of God. Rebellion against God. A treason against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Which is why there is darkness, suffering, addiction, and all the evils that we see around us in this world. And we're all sinners, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Our greatest need is to be set free from our slavery to serving self, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to be set free to look unto Jesus, that He would be the author and finisher of our faith. That He would rescue us from this darkness spoken about in the Word of the living God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Fallen men, without the Spirit of Almighty God, and unless you are born again, will not comprehend the light. Friends, you need the truth, the way and the life that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just when you die, but both in this world and in the world to come. He is salvation. He is truth. He is that way, that narrow way that leadeth unto life. But few there be that find it. We urge you, we plead with you, to depart from that wide road that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go thereat. Friends, you've probably heard of the prophet John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, as important as he was, his entire ministry was to point toward that light. That light that came into the world. The world that became flesh and dwelt among us. It is him that we are to look toward. John's entire ministry, John the Baptist's ministry, was to point toward the one who was saved from sin. Behold the Lamb of God, he declared. That one who would suffer and die. And when we think about that picture of the Lamb of God, the Lamb, that innocent, spotless Lamb that would suffer in the place of another. One had to suffer in the place of sinners so that we would have hope, so that we would have redemption, so that we would have a way to survive, to live. Friends, Jesus is life. And to depart from Him is eternal death. In our scripture it says here, John 1, verse 12, "For as many as received Him, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." Power. That is authority. To become children of God. To be welcomed into God's family. By faith and by faith alone. Friends, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel. Friends, you are not too great a sinner that Christ cannot save you. May this be the day of your salvation, so that you flee from the wrath to come and find redemption, refuge, relief, refreshment in the fountain of living waters that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That you would not seek the things of this world that give short-lived relief, but find that hunger and thirst satisfied in Jesus Christ, that He would be a reward both in this world and in the world to come. Friends, you will not want to go to heaven unless you love Jesus Christ. Heaven is heaven because Jesus is there. It is the place of the blessed presence of God to enjoy the blessings of Almighty God. And how are any of us born again? Our text tells us in John 1 verse 13, these sons of God, these children of God are born not of blood. It is not your family line. It is not where you were born. It says, nor of the will of the flesh. It is not by our own will. Nor of the will of man, but of God. But God set His love upon weak, helpless sinners such as us. Friends, come and seek the Lord while He may be found. Look upon Him while He is near. Look upon the One that is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. Full of grace and truth, He calls all of you everywhere to look to Him and to Him alone, to enjoy Him forever. And that is the reason why we've been made. Why are you here? Why were you made? Why were you born? You were born to serve God, to worship Him, to enjoy Him forever. We've been created in the image of Almighty God, and it is to God we will give account on that day. Coming is a day when we will all stand before God. We all have a conscience. We all have a sense of right and wrong. because we've been made in the image of Almighty God. Friends, do not seek other ways to dampen your conscience. Seek relief from the guilt of your sin in Jesus Christ and in Him alone, so that you would find forgiveness, reconciliation through the one who suffered in the place of sinners, so that you would not need to die and face eternal death. He has faced that death penalty. He has lived that perfect life in your place. And if you look to Him and to Him alone, you will find eternal life in Him. That is why He came into the world, friends, to die for sinners such as you, to die for lawbreakers such as you, to die for people who currently reject Him. Call upon Him, dear friends. Call upon Him while there is time, and look to Him and find relief. Find sweet refreshment in Jesus Christ. Find Him today, and by faith alone. Amen.